This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Things really suck, but you know what? If it wasn't for me, they would suck worse.
What are you talking about? What do you mean by that?
Robert Scott Bell.
No family making less than $250,000 a year will see any form of tax increase.
That's a lie. That's just an outright lie.
Why don't you tell the people the truth for a change?
Robert Scott
Robert
Bell.
Scott Bell.
I don't know why people on the other side are so doggone stupid that they think that the federal government's going to produce jobs.
Stupid is stupid does, sir.
I want to see that we guarantee that this generation is healthier.
If you want to go to a naturopath or a homeopath? No, no, no. That's not approved by the government.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Batar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer. I'm a doctor, not a mechanic. I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
No bill's gonna kill my head. I got a bad case of love for you.
The doctor is in.
The doctor is in, and he's in at the Healing Revolution, and we were there, and we're still here. And that's why we're doing Advanced Medicine Monday on Sunday, but it's Monday. Just pretend. Dr. Batar, what a great weekend. I'm so glad we were able to get together. And as much as you teased Ty, it was the highlight of the panel at the end of the day. You guys were going after each other, and they were rolling in the aisles with every dig.
I don't know why they were rolling, because it wasn't funny. It was all serious stuff.
It was serious?
Yeah, we were seriously fighting.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, I don't know, but
did you see like Ty was bleeding?
Ty bled? No, yeah. He didn't bleed. Did he?
Bleed?
Only on the inside.
Hey, Ty, come here. Ty, come here. Are you bleeding somewhere?
Huh?
Aren't you bleeding somewhere?
Internal bleeding, maybe.
I'm hurting.
Oh, he's hurting. He's just internal. It's just hurting his feelings.
Who are you talking about?
We're actually recording right now with the show. Hey, you want to say hi?
Hey, so he's saying, you know, my girls are so cute, and he said, yeah, they think after your feminine side.
They are very feminine, very, very beautiful little girls, all of them. They're lucky that they have a mother and a father that's so feminine.
And that's the kind of fun we had together. Can you imagine? Well,
poor Bryce. Bryce, if you ever need a good masculine role model, you come hang out with me, okay?
Right?
Okay.
Oh, man, there's the Bollinger family heading on out, and we are doing, again, a little bonus Advanced Medicine Monday segment with the energy healing that we were feeling from the Healing Revolution Summit. Love to you guys. Safe journey.
Mwah. Take you guys.
Right? We got that.
All right.
And
bye.
Advanced medicine happens every day of the week. It's okay. Take pictures. It's all right. It's picture session.
I feel like a chimpanzee in the zoo.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, okay.
He's a star, right?
Okay.
but you know, that's what I was mentioning on yesterday's show, Dr. Batar, how people will come up to us and you, if they hear you on the radio for years and they've never met you, they're so excited. It's sort of like you're larger than life and you are a big guy. We know that. But the reality is when we kid around and the way you do that with Ty, it's so disarming and it helps people to realize that, listen, we're all here for a purpose and a reason and we're accessible ultimately. I mean, obviously not in the midst of seeing patients, but out here in this environment, it changes the way people perceive, I think.
Yeah, that's probably true. And I think it's important, too, that for doctors that are out there, the approachability aspect, and I'm not saying making one available all the time or anything like that, but what I mean is approachability, that one of the challenges that I've had is to overcome a patient's hesitation to connect.
Or an intimidation in their own minds. They're intimidated.
By doctor, right. Or
right.
They'll say, you know, well, my doctor's told me to do this. And it's almost like God's told them to do this. And that's one reason they're so against, you know, they're so resistant to going against their doctor's advice.
Right.
And I have to remind them, and, you know, and same thing with me. I tell people when they want to follow my word like gospel, and I have to tell them, look, just because I said it doesn't mean it's necessarily true. I could be biased. I could be wrong. I could be trying to pull the cover over your eyes. You have a brain. Follow your own instinct. Follow your guidance. Follow your intuition. Follow your sixth sense. Does it intellectually resonate with you? Does it, you know, the vibration feel right to you? And we've talked about this numerous times on the show, obviously. But I think that what you were, the point that you were bringing up, when it's disarming, when, you know, you're being jovial and laughing and cutting up, I think it's important for a patient, too, to see that, because it allows them to increase their confidence level that they can actually now connect with the individual.
Right.
Because I want people to understand the doctors are no different than anybody else. We put our pants on the same way as everybody else, you know.
Right, right.
Hopefully most of us take our pants off before we do our business.
Eventually,
you know, we
yes.
talked about that, right?
Yes.
On the show, about the right steps, you know.
Yeah, the steps are in order.
In order,
well, right?
Because the people saying, well, how, on a side note, somebody had brought up the point, well, how important realistically is it? How you, you know, what steps you do something in? And I said, well, if you don't think that it's important to do steps in a certain order, then, you know, next time you go to the bathroom, don't pull down your pants and, you know, go to the bathroom first and then pull down your pants after.
Right.
Then tell me that it's not important in the order in which you do things. But the point, again, is that we want to make sure that we're doing things in the right order. Mm-hmm. And one of those components is when you've got a patient that comes to you, you have to be able to connect with that individual and instill the confidence in them that you have the ability to help them. And sometimes all that is just putting your hand on the patient's shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all the connection that you need, because the physical connection that takes place. And, of course, I think a couple years ago, 2.5, maybe 3 years ago, you and I talked about this on one of our first shows,
mm-hmm.
you know, about the appropriateness of also putting your
right,
hands on
right.
the patient.
How that's
so,
changed, because it's funny, Dr. King over the weekend talked about the touch. It's the healing touch as well. And that's become so corrupted, that concept of touch,
right.
because of, you know, a weird imbalance out there.
Right.
You know, that of course, the nurses, you know, in the history of nursing, were all about touch. It was all about the human element. We go into Skinner's work in psychology and how they raised the monkeys with just a mesh kind of thing that was like they were damaged forever.
Yeah, exactly.
And that touch is so very real, but it's been almost purposefully corrupted because they know you can manipulate a people that have such trauma from childhood.
Right.
We're raising a culture of trauma.
Yeah, absolutely. The need for touch, for a baby to have the touch of the mother, has mm-hmm. been shown in numerous studies how critical it is to the various developmental stages that are necessary for normal functioning later on in life.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Now, another thing that we did on the panel, which was, again, it was a lot of fun. We had Dr. Gary Gordon on there, and you know, he's a living institution in a lot of ways. He's done a lot of good, although he couldn't wait to sell something. That's always I'll just admit that. I know that's just him, but he's a funny guy. But I respect him for the things he's done. Don't get me wrong. But the Paul, our good
very
friend,
good observation.
Yeah, a good friend of ours, Paul Baratero. You know, he's got the water. He wrapped
Josh
up.
Josh making faces. He's trying to get his throws up.
Is that right?
Yeah.
He made the observation similar to how we opened a little bit today about the you know, the trusting the doctor thing. The thing is, who can you really trust? And the thing, learning to trust yourself, learning to listen to that voice that is the Creator
mm-hmm.
speaking to us, and that even if we have to, or especially when we have to seek help from a doctor or somebody, some expert in some field, that whatever they're telling you should at some level resonate with you, that you don't just disconnect from common sense or something that would say, no, what they're saying, just as you said, what I'm saying might not be right for you, that you have to take it upon yourself, because we for too long have put docs and other people in the world up in a worshipful perspective or position, and that's been much to our detriment. So that for me was another profound, a beautiful, profound way where we wrapped up that panel discussion.
Yeah, I think that the questions that was it
Marlon.
Yeah. Marlon asked.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I kept calling him Melvin. Marlon.
Yes.
Asked. I think that was a really good question, and the way that some of the people answered it, you know, it was good. And
mm-hmm.
I think Ty's answer and Paul's answer, you know, this, for me personally, you know, trusting ourselves, that's what my answer was. That
yes.
the greatest barriers to release your self or to trust yourself, to trust your intuition, your instinct, is all these components were, they were really well answer to a question that I thought was a perfect conclusion to.
Yeah, and of course, if you don't know Marlon, we've talked about over the years.
He's the one with the kids that needed the psychiatric evaluation,
right?
Because they picked us over Disney World.
They wanted to see us instead of Disney. And what a neat family, though. And he, you know, was a bright light to ask
the
question.
The good news was I found out that the wife is the only one that doesn't need psychiatric help, but she voted for Disney.
She voted for Disney. That was funny. He called her out.
Yeah.
She's in trouble, Aretha. But anyway, it was just so much fun to do that. But also to get to some, there was some really deep philosophical stuff, but with a lot of practical application that occurred, which is what I would always hope when we come together at these things, rather than being just mechanistic views, even if they're helpful, and that alone. You know, where's the heart in that? And I think here, and you've achieved that so much of what you present and what we've done at the Advanced Seminars, to also bring the heart of healing to what we're doing.
Yeah, and I think the heart of healing is probably, if you have to summarize, you know, what is the one thing that's missing in modern medicine, that's probably it, Robert, right there.
Yeah, the abandonment of... you know, I've said it this way, the spiritual side of life.
That's exactly right? When before you even said it just now, when you hesitated, that's exactly what I was thinking. That's the only way to put it, the spiritual side.
Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of people, I didn't get any sense that anybody was shut down to that discussion.
No, in fact, you know, if somebody is shut down to that, then they have the seventh toxicity, spiritual toxicity, because healing is a spiritual event, and, you know, spirituality and healing. That's one reason I feel that the work of healing the body is more spiritual work than the most holy work that anyone can do.
Mm-hmm.
It is a spiritual component, and it's probably more spiritual than anything else we could be doing.
Right. By the way, I've got a copy I'm just holding up here right now, The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away. It's still extraordinary. People are still loving it every time the new people find it. And you do go in even the spiritual toxicity issue, which is, I believe, is as important as you say. Because when I woke to this realization that my body had been polluted, and that my body, of course, was a temple, if I understood the basic teachings, that my goal from that point on would be to somehow purify it. And in turn, of course, everything else, as above, so below, would happen.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I don't know, let me ask you this. Can we overemphasize, we got about a minute and a half, can we overemphasize the focus on only the physical? Or will opening up the physical healing naturally extend to that spiritual place? Or is it something that we have to consciously go for?
You know, I think that's a good question, and you probably know the answer as well as I do. And I think the answer may vary for individual to individual, but for me, it's about balance. And I think that you have to have a balance of, you know, what, for example, what does exercise have to do with prayer and meditation? Well, many times when I'm exercising, I do find myself in that state. Or when you're in the state of meditation,
mm-hmm.
I do my breathing exercises, but I actually add motion to it. When I do it regularly, I did it regularly for almost 8 years of my life, and I actually haven't been doing it in the last probably 9 months, and I've missed it.
Mm-hmm.
Just experimenting with different things. But putting some type of body movement in with your meditative practice or prayer practice, it means something. And all these components, in fact, all the 9 steps, they all have an intricate, almost like they're woven together. And
right.
So each one has a different component, but individual and together, they actually are greater than the sum of the individual parts.
Yeah, weaving those steps together, we're going to do that together here at the Healing Revolution Summit. The gift of healing keeps on giving. It's abundant. It's only we that sometimes get in our own way. We're going to try to get out of our own way after this break. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe's financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
One of my favorite topics to discuss all the time, and with Dr. Bitar, about the spiritual healing aspect is the obstacles thrown in our way to recovery or achieving anything. At the proverbial end of the day, doesn't it usually end up to be of our own making? Like we've somehow created these things that we perceive to be outside of ourselves?
You know, I would have to agree with that, but I also believe that sometimes whether I don't look at really where did they come from necessarily, Robert, but what I do look at is the timing of them.
Yeah.
They actually always follow a pattern, and those things that we tend to resist will persist, and I think that's maybe what you're talking about, you know, that it's of our own making, the blockage.
Right, right.
Maybe it's because what we're resisting is persisting, and so we keep on seeing it coming up, and then we become more aware that we're the ones that are creating that blockage. So that, I agree with that part of it. But the other aspect, too, is that a lot of times these are the universal conscious... consciousness is possessive, right?
Yeah.
A way of testing our resolve, maybe
right.
Setting up those speed bumps to see at what point are we willing to, at what point are we going to quit? And those that don't quit are the ones that actually end up ultimately reaping the benefit.
That is one of the biggest things on this journey. When we're faced with a challenge or an obstacle, do we just say, oh, that means the universe doesn't want us to do it, right? Have you heard that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Versus, no, you got to buckle up and
that's
buckle
right.
down and do it even more because
right.
they're challenging you.
Exactly. To me, that's what it is. It's the universe. The more ridiculously difficult it becomes, the more the universe is testing your resolve. And I have found that certain things have happened. I'll give you an example. Going to the medical board, one of the hardest cases where we actually ended up setting up the precedence internationally, or nationally setting up the precedence where we forced the medical board to have to sign a consent order, which has never been done before.
Yes.
And all the things that happened up to that point, even driving to the courthouse that day, my car has never given me a problem, starts having smoke coming out of the front, and the car's not going, and it's like barely moving, and I'm laughing, literally
yeah.
laughing aloud.
You're seeing it in real time.
Exactly, because I already knew the outcome. We already won. I could tell that that's what happened. And when we were in there, that's when the attorney for the medical board had said to the judge, judge, I don't understand why Dr. Pitar's made this huge thing out of nothing. It's made a mountain out of a molehill. He goes, doctors look forward to why. In fact, they seek the opportunity to explain their practice of medicine when asked by the medical board.
Right.
And the judge kind of lowered his bifocals and looked at the attorney and says, yeah, that's like you welcoming the bar association when they come knocking on your door, right? Shut up and sit down. I mean, that's how it happened.
Yeah.
So
that's
it was
classic.
Yeah, so it's one of those type of things. That was the outcome, a couple hours later after my car was smoking, not even letting me get. I had to walk the last mile to the courthouse,
Right.
But I was laughing about it. So the point is, when you're, in fact, I know we talked about this on the show
yeah.
a number of years ago. Remember the guy that was the blind guy that was going to climb Mount Everest and he wasn't going to quit? And when he finally just couldn't do it anymore, mm-hmm. he put a stake in the ground, and then they took him back down. And later, when they went up with the chopper to see how far he got, he was like 12 feet from the summit.
Right. Yes,
so
I remember.
So my children have been actually trained that the only way you can ever fail,
mm-hmm.
the only way you can fail is if you quit.
Yeah.
If you don't quit and you never achieve, you still didn't fail.
Mm-hmm.
If your destination is somewhere and you are crawling in your last breath and you still don't make it there, nobody can say that you failed. Because you didn't quit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you didn't achieve what your goal may have been, but you didn't fail.
Right.
The only way you can fail is if you quit.
Quit,
if you
exactly.
stop, if you give up.
Well, the thing is, I find there's a lot of tenacity in the group here. It's not people who are quitters or giving up. They might recognize the daunting challenge that we have facing down, for instance, a medical, military, pharmaceutical, industrial complex. But I didn't see people cowering in fear here. I know we were among a lot of compadres in this sense, but still, I think the mission that we're here to do is not one necessarily to defeat the enemy. Does that make sense?
Out-create them
yeah, or
well,
something?
Or? That's a really good analogy. In fact, look at this as cancer,
mm-hmm.
right? Those that try to kill the cancer, that's one reason they fail. Because cancer, what was cancer before it became cancer? It was normal, healthy cells.
Yeah.
Similarly here, these people that we are, considering ourselves in conflict with, they're also part of humanity.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we have to appreciate and understand the role that they're playing. And in fact, how can you appreciate the light if you've never experienced the darkness?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So from that perspective, they're playing an important role. But a lot of them are doing what they think is right. They inherently believe that they are right because they have been duped just mm-hmm. like the rest of the population has. The ones that actually know what's maybe going on, they're much higher up. And so they have created all these organizations and all these societies, et cetera,
yeah.
The FDA and all the 3-4-letter
right,
organizations. So. They're thinking that they're really doing the best they can.
But it's confusing to navigate that. Let's navigate a little bit more like the analogy of addressing cancer when we get back from this break. It's Advanced Medicine Monday. You're listening to Dr. Rashid Batar on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you're not sure where to find more about Dr. Buttar, it's drbuttar.com. We have it always linked up in the show notes, as well as links to the international bestseller, The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away, and a lot more. They're all linked there. They're called hyperlinks if you're new to the Internet. I don't think you are if you listen to this show. But Dr. Buttar is with me. Healing Revolution Summit keeps on going here. We're talking about something about obstacles, the concept of killing cancer. You mentioned the only way you can fail is if you quit. But coming back to the battle on cancer, we've even talked about Brzezinski, and you've recognized or you've said that some of his patients have come to you with recurrence. And we interviewed Brzezinski, very intelligent man.
Absolutely.
I mean, he's far in on the academic PhD side as well. Nobody would say he's not. But his focus, of course, is narrow, as they are in academia, typically. They'll look at the tree instead of the whole forest. So he says, I've developed this thing that will eradicate, particularly in brain cancer. It'll attack those cells, but not others. But the bigger picture, and I think that was kind of where I wanted to go with this, is seeing that it's not just about killing stuff.
Right.
And we're easily manipulated as humans. I mean, how long have been wars going on this planet throughout history?
Right.
When do we learn and go, you know, there might be a different way to deal with the stuff, the obstacles, the people that may not agree with us?
Yeah, I mean, we haven't even gotten into it, Robert, and you were already tracking exactly where I was going with this. That's exactly the point, that sometimes it's not the head-on collision destruction, but it's actually sometimes understanding where you are and understanding that sometimes it's the opposite side's lack of understanding. So in a cancer situation, cancer doesn't need to be killed. Cancer is a symptom of a greater problem, and the greater problem is either one, toxicity, or two, a specific malnourishment at a specific point where it actually started, the way the cancer started, and usually a combination of both. And I think that the first cancer cell is actually a last ditch effort for that cell to try to survive. It's in a desperate state. It's a last effort. Just like the last thing that a tree does before it dies, it rapidly pollinates. Similarly, the cell goes into a rapidly proliferative state trying to survive. And that's all it is. So now, if you can give that cell everything that it needs and take away what it doesn't need, or what's causing the blocks, as you will, or the things that are preventing it from functioning normally,
right.
If you can eliminate that and give it what it needs, is there a possibility, is there a chance, however remote it may be, that you can revert that cell back to the normal state? Well, yes, of course it is possible, and that's exactly what we want to do. So when we're talking about the conflict with some of these individuals or organizations that are promoting more misinformation, is it possible, rather than engaging with them, is it possible that we can help them to understand? Absolutely is. I'm not saying that's always going to be the solution. I'm not saying that every time we're going to be successful. But you will see that why are there more and more people? You've observed this. I've observed this. Ty's talked about observing it. Dr. King mentioned it. I mean, everybody's talking about the same thing. The observation is over the last few years, 5, 6, 10 years, more and more people are becoming aware. Why are they becoming aware? Well, you know, you don't see more about this in the media, you know?
Yeah, it's not like they're advertising.
Exactly.
Right now, 60 seconds to awareness,
exactly.
Right? It's not that.
It's something else.
It's coming from, because, you know, the way the advertising world has worked is propaganda.
Mm-hmm.
And there can be positive propaganda. You can, you know, repeat positive things as well, but that's typically not going to result in massive riches, except for a few people that have, you know, kind of sent that thing through. I think things like The Secret, people bought it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it isn't even necessary. But the idea here is this is coming from a far higher place.
Absolutely. It's resonating with individuals, transcending boundaries of geography, of race, of ethical, you know, differences.
Religious differences.
Absolutely.
As well.
Educational differences, you know, crosses socioeconomical boundaries. And so it is an awareness that's increasing. It's increasing, I believe, at an exponential rate.
Mm-hmm.
It is indicative of the coming age that, you know, you and I have talked about, what I mentioned on the air maybe a year ago when we talked about post 2000.
Sure, well, a new golden age of some kind.
Exactly,
right? Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so, you know, the awareness is there. People are becoming more aware, and you see things happening, even things that you would never imagine. For example, the president of Aetna Insurance talking about how integrative medicine and non-conventional medical therapies must be included, and then you're learning his own story about, you know, where his own health challenges and his son's own health challenges were. And these type of things are happening constantly. I think the little article on the phone you showed me yesterday, which I don't even know what we're going to talk about.
Oh, that's right. We haven't talked about that on the air yet, but evidently a woman who challenged the flu shot policy of a hospital.
Right. She's a nurse.
A nurse, right. And they went to the state court in New Jersey, of all places.
And won.
And she won. They said, yeah, you're violating this woman's right to refuse, because she said it's not a religious belief.
Right.
Because
we've
talked about that, and it's like, wait a second.
And we've had a lot of people on the show, nurses and doctors have called in, I mean, at least two or three times.
Yeah.
Of this own issue. You know, I'm a nurse. I don't want to take the flu shot. What do I do? And one nurse actually talked about it, okay, then she'd have to just quit her job, and that's what they wanted to do.
And she did lose her job over this, and the suit said no, because that she was denied unemployment and other things that were supposed to happen, and they said, no, can't do that, not good. So that's a major transformation.
Absolutely.
If that sweeps, that could be very interesting.
First precedent, isn't
it? Yeah, big. Oh, Josh, take care, buddy.
I'm glad Josh is leaving. He can't make any funny faces anymore.
No
more. Trying to distract us.
Trying to distract us, Josh?
Yeah.
Is that it? Yeah, paybacks are hell, buddy.
Yeah.
Good to see you. No, Josh keeps a lot of things going. And if you ever listen to the Medical Rewind, which is an easy way to listen to the archives of the advanced medicine segments that we do each week, he makes it easy. He's automated a way so Super Don gets things to him in that way. So it makes it easy for everybody to plug into the wisdom of Dr. Bitar and the silliness, too, because we have that silly side come out.
Not me.
No, never.
Never.
No, of course not. Of course, he's very serious.
That's
very
right.
Serious.
Absolutely.
What are you doing? Elijah's holding up your book. Have you read Dr. Bitar's book? You haven't yet. You're going to have to read that next. Yeah, his thumbs up.
All right,
on that.
Good.
That's good. He's at that point, age of curiosity, 14
yeah.
now, where he's starting to dig in. He's been looking at Ty's books. Uh-oh, big trouble, right?
Well, Ty's books are easy, though, because they've got a lot of stick figures. And,
a lot of imagery.
Yeah.
I have to say, he's good at doing it that way. That is for sure. So the resonating, we've had that. Let's talk about this. Like, when we want people to come to these advanced medicine seminars when they happen, or this Healing Revolution Summit, I heard from folks that said, you know, it was hard for me to make it. I almost didn't come, but they always say, I'm so glad I did.
Yeah.
That something happens that's beyond the ability to even read your book. There's something that happens when we're together. There's something, there's a plus factor there.
Yeah, and again, I think it's again that test that we are being faced with, or being tested with, to see what is our resolve to do it. I actually, before, I used to do the AMS for courses, before we'd actually started a conference with the doctors, I would always ask, how many people had a difficult time actually getting here? And I would tell you, Robert, that probably every time of 9 conferences, I bet you more than 50% of the people expressed some type of difficulty in trying to get there, whether it was like the week before, or, you know, something to do with patients, or some family member got sick, or, you know, missed their flights, or, you know, the storm, or whatever. I'd say at least half the time, people that were in attendance said that it almost became impossible for them to get there. And they got there, and then they were grateful that they got there, because then in retrospect, they were able to see clearly that there was something that was trying to prevent them, trying to test their resolve.
Right.
How serious are you really? Are you really willing to do this? And, you know, one of the things, I do this with people all the time. I test their resolve, you know, before the courses would start going, and I do this with patients too. Are you sure that this is what you want? Because once the door opens and you see the light, you cannot go back into the darkness. It is impossible.
Right.
You know, and
one last chance to stay in ignorance.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, keep your head in the sand and, you know, blah, 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 blah. I can't hear you. I can't see you.
Yes,
that type of thing. But once you've opened it, you know, you can't go back into it. And I'll tell you that those people that take that leap and step out into that light, they never regret it. That's the one thing.
Yeah.
It may be painful, but they never regret it.
Yeah. Well, they say you can't unring the bell.
That's
right.
Right.
And
that's
this bell's been ringing a long time now, and I'm loving it. It's great. Great to ring it with you, Dr. Bitar. The plus factor, being together. And yeah, that's true. You get out of your comfort zone.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to cut you off, but
ahead.
It's something that came to my mind, and I had to say it.
What?
It's great doing this with you too, Robert, because you're so fabulous.
So fabulous. Thanks, Mom. Thanks a lot, Mom. Yeah.
So for people that don't know what happened, Robert's mom just left, and she just gave him a kiss and a hug and told him how fabulous he was. And
he's really telling you, like, you needed to know that.
And
right?
I was like, I think you'd look even more fabulous in a skirt.
Yeah, I said, wait till I put on the yellow boa. You'll look lovely. You know, but that's Mom. You know, what are you going to do? Moms
absolutely.
Do
no,
that.
But, you know, that's why it is good to do this with you, because it's almost like we were talking about plugging in, you know, for a conference like this. It's like recharging your batteries. And so really blessed that I'm able to recharge every week, and it makes it easy. And sometimes it's a pain in the butt to do a breakaway, and I know it's a pain in the butt, especially when I tell you I'm going to be somewhere at a certain time.
You don't know what kind of butt pain. Oh, man. Hemorrhoids, I don't know. Yeah. But, yeah. But achieving this together, like I said, it's worth it. It is so worth it because of what comes together. There's Dr. Michael Haley, from our friends at Stockton Aloe One.
Yeah.
And, you know, the coming together like this, again, it is worth the effort, is the point.
Absolutely.
If it were easy... Okay, I take that a little bit occasionally, but you know, you value it that much more. And I think the people around the world tend to, at least what they tell us, and even in person more when they come up and they're just so, you know, they're gushing with gratitude. They want to give you a hug. They just want to say thank you.
Yeah.
And I'm thankful to them for not only taking the time to listen, but then telling others. And that's all, you know, the way this has grown is not because we've advertised all over the planet. Literally, I can't wait to tell my friends. I had, you know, we came out with our little book together, Ty and I, just a basic primer with the Silver Aloe Protocol, and then this woman...
Well, if it's with Ty, you know, it has to be basic.
Basic, of course, with lots of pictures.
Yeah, exactly.
Which makes it fun for people. But this United Airlines pilot comes to us in Chicago and says, I heard you, Ty, I love your show, and you know, mentions you as well, but she buys 20 of the books just to give out. You know, that's the kind of excitement and enthusiasm. And I know people have done that with the Nine Steps as well.
Right.
It becomes a gift of healing, because I can't tell you all this, but read this book.
Yeah.
Right?
No, it's happened many times, and you're right. That's... you can't even express adequately in words that kind of a feeling. It's very, very cool.
It is. And you know, all the best marketers in the world, they'll tell you that word of mouth is good, but they can't make it happen. It can't be done artificially.
Yeah.
As much as they can do a lot of things artificially through money, even trying to do that, it will sputter out because people will not have the motivation to do it. It's coming from within.
Yeah.
And that within is coming from above, of course.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Without a doubt. Without a doubt.
So let's see. I don't know if we got distracted from the cancer battle or not, the whole idea of killing cancer versus clearing the terrain. But in that bigger context of doing battle with the bad guys, the big baddies, whether it be FDA as well, I'm so much encouraging that idea of unplugging from them, how that conduit of energy we're giving them.
Yeah, actually, you know, it brings to mind a story about a doctor that is now in Germany, an American doctor that did a lot of work here. I'll just say his name, Dr. Lentz, did some pretty interesting things with filtering certain components of blood dealing with cancer, and presented the information to the FDA, and it was interesting, the FDA rejected him, but as he walked out, one of the doctors...
This is a cliffhanger moment. Okay. As he walked out, remember that, we're going to come back and find out what happened to this doctor from Germany after the break here on Advanced Medicine Monday on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Do you ever feel like you live in an alternate universe? As the stock market hits new highs, the middle class are dying. Manipulated financial markets and economic figures, chaos on our border, China and Russia bypassing the dollar. Life is getting ready to change. You need to prepare to thrive in the new economy. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
Scott Bell Show.
All right, so this German doctor walks into the FDA. No, didn't walk in. Submitted information about purifying
blood.
Sounded
like a joke when you tried
it. I did. I tried it out. I was like, what happens next, right? But it was a cliffhanger. It's like, I want to know. So he submits information about filtering the blood. For
it's a certain technique. Dr. Lentz, he used to be in, I think, Tennessee, but anyway, he's in Germany now. But the bottom line was just the system, how the system works. He gave all the data. And the FDA rejected it, and one of the doctors in the panel, who was part of the group that rejected it, as he left the examination room or the room where they had this discussion, followed him out in the hallway and asked him about getting access to that treatment for his wife who had cancer. So I found that ironical that
wow.
You reject something, but then you want to be able to use it for your own family and friends. And there
right.
are many, many people like this
mm-hmm.
that have made that transition where because of their own family member, you know, Dan Burton, the congressman from Indiana, who has been a very, very outspoken advocate for eliminating thimerosal vaccines and mm-hmm. such. You know, he got involved with this because of his grandchild. And a lot of people get involved because of their own personal situation.
I think many of the healers here, if you were to query them, how did you get into this? Yeah. Well, you had a health crisis that
you
had to overcome.
Exactly. Yeah. And the conventional side of the house did not provide either any solutions, or the solutions that they provided were inadequate, and so they were forced. You know, they say there's an old... I've had people ask me what motivated me, and, you know, I can tell you that... desperation is the mother of all innovation. That's an old saying. But in the truth of the, if you look at the entire energetic basis of this, we were all meant to do what we're doing, and we're led here. Whether it was we thought we were in control of it or we weren't, you know, it's like that song by Gnarls Barkley we were talking about.
Yes.
It says that, you know, you think you're in control, bless your soul.
Yeah.
You know, so we're not in control. We're doing what we're supposed to be doing energetically. I think it's all coming. It's all coming about the way it's supposed to. Mm. It couldn't have been orchestrated better if
beautiful.
You had. Yeah. It is. That's literally the word. It's beautiful. It's the way. It's beautiful.
Absolutely fabulous. And you know, at this moment in time, again, I'm watching all of our kids play together this weekend as well. And you know, these special souls that they are, they also have a kinship. They know each other. There's an energy that's, you know, I find quite different than certain other groups that come together, because we're aligned in mission in many ways, and these are our kids. Now, whether they follow in our footsteps directly or not, there is some relationship that you can sense and see. And of course, our goal for them, when we're long gone, that they have a better place to live in.
Absolutely. A better place to live in, and a framework within which they are able to achieve their potential, and not being hindered, you know, meaning that they haven't been vaccinated and undergone a developmental delay and aren't under the influence of drugs that are going to prevent them from having the full potential, the cognitive abilities, et cetera, physical abilities, et cetera.
And they're going to find their own set of challenges.
Absolutely.
You know, it's not that, oh my gosh, we cleared them up and they're not being hammered with mercury. Life is still life. There'll be other challenges, but our perception would be that there'd be challenges, you know, of a higher order.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Instead of having to, how do I get through this physical shell that's been corrupted and polluted?
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. I mean, you know, I told that story of my youngest, Rahan, who was here. We call him Hani, but yeah, when he was a year and a half old till he was about 3 years old, every day, twice a day, morning and evening, when it was time to brush his teeth, I have no idea where he got this from, but he would put up his little finger, his head down, and said, does this have fluoride in it? Now, I don't ever remember talking to him about fluoride, but you know, that awareness that you're talking about, you're right, these kids have an awareness, a much better awareness than we ever had, and I'm thankful for that, and hopefully they will be the ones that allow the world to, you know, excel the way it's supposed to in the next generation.
Yeah, so do we have any upcoming, we've got about a minute or so left, do we have any upcoming events after this one that I know eventually the healing revolution transforms in so many ways, and of course we've been doing revolutionary work, you have, and the advanced medicine seminars. Is there any more concrete information we can release, or is it still pending?
The advanced medicine seminars, we will release that information, but I can tell you that 2015 will be much bigger and much wider spread. And whether people have heard the message from the show or through the web, but I think they'll be seeing it in many other venues that will be even more easily viewable and discernible.
Right.
So it'll be more right in people's faces now. So hopefully, you have seen a little segment of the, did Josh send you the video documentary?
I haven't gotten to watch it, okay. But I may comment it with you later when we talk about it.
We can't say too much about it because
very exciting.
Some strategy aspects.
Yeah, very exciting things. Well, that's a wrap, Advanced Medicine Monday. What a wonderful weekend we had together. It continues to give the gift of healing. If you haven't gotten the 9 steps to keep the doctor away, what are you waiting for? Get it, and we'll be back next week with Dr. Bitar. In the meantime, we have one thing left to tell you.
So that is the power
to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
An advanced proprietary technology is used to energetically encode all the ingredients that make up One World Whey. One World Whey is formulated to mirror human mother's milk. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.